On University of Michigan Week, Asian Americans have faced hate incidents in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Melissa Borja, assistant professor in the Department of American Culture, builds a system to gather information and raise awareness.
The association of the coronavirus with China has revived long-standing beliefs that Asian and Asian American people threaten the health, morality, and prosperity of white Americans. Abetted by politicians who have used stigmatizing terms such as Kung Flu and Chinese virus, this new iteration of old yellow peril rhetoric has coincided with a spike in anti-Asian harassment, vandalism, and violence. The Stop AAPI Hate Center, with which I'm affiliated, has worked to document the scope and character of rising anti-Asian hate during the pandemic. In the 4 weeks since the Stop AAPI Hate Center began to collect data, it received nearly 1,500 reports of anti-Asian hate incidents, which increased even as state and local lockdowns kept Americans at home and drastically reduced public interaction. As part of this work, I lead a team of researchers to analyze media coverage of anti-Asian hate incidents to understand the scope of these events. My team uses news media to identify and analyze incidents of COVID-related harassment, discrimination, and violence targeting Asian Americans. We found that there was a 225% increase of hate incidents reported in the news between the beginning of March and the beginning of April. During that period, news media heavily covered the harassment of Asian Americans, but also Asian Americans' resistance to racism. Before the creation of Stop AAPI Hate, there was not a national system for gathering information about anti-Asian hate incidents, and our research addresses this need and has already shaped public policy. For example, Senator Kamala Harris and Representative Grace Meng used our research in their congressional resolutions condemning anti-Asian hate. Looking to the future, we hope our research will continue to guide public policy, inform community activism, and raise awareness of racism against Asians and Asian Americans.
That was Melissa Borja of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.